We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Flashback.
It may have been a gloomy Monday afternoon, but that didn't scare Sox fans away from the team's Change the Game rally.
Super important for me to come out to the rally today to root on our White Sox because they're going to go all the way.
Have to be here. Have to support the White Sox.
Katrina made the trip from DeKalb. While she admits getting past Houston in the first round won't be easy, she's got a good feeling about the Southsiders this year.
I think Tony's got it. He's going to do what he needs to do, and we are all healthy and we're ready for this.
Fans were treated to T-shirt and playoff ticket giveaways and could even snap pictures with life-sized bobbleheads of some Sox stars.
Jimmy Anderson, Josie Abreu, all them guys. Awesome.
Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
It's my favorite.
Those were the days.
I say Josie Abreu all the time.
Josie Abreu! We appreciate you hanging out here with us. It's the Bernstein and Holmes Show. Lawrence and Layla hanging out with you today until 2 o'clock.
Josie Abreu, all them guys.
that poor woman. She's just trying to be happy.
This might be the end of Josie Abreu on the South Side.
Yeah, way to tell us.
Yeah, how about the...
Jose Abreu has played his last game this season.
Is it possible?
And none of us knew until the end of the game.
Is it possible that Cairo, has the lineup come out yet? Like we should, let's, because he said he was going to do a very interesting lineup. And then he said that.
We've seen enough of those this year.
And that Jose Abreu would not be in the lineup. And people are like, wait, what?
What is this very interesting lineup?
So the lineup's not out yet?
Is it Johnny Cueto batting second?
I mean, I'd be all for that if Johnny's up for it. But yeah, man, like that, I don't know if that would have made people flood to the ballpark necessarily, but it was odd to be like, oh, well, that might be the end of Jose Abreu as a White Sox.
I have the afternoon off because I'm part of the marathon broadcast for NBC5 on Sunday, so my days are different this week. And I thought to myself, you have the afternoon off. There is a White Sox game after your show. Maybe you should go out there. And I was like, I should go see Jose Abreu's potential last game. Now I don't have to.
I like your plans that you told us about better.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
That's a better plan.
But that's not my point. I did think, like, oh, maybe I should go out there and enjoy this, cherish it, in this beautiful day for one last time this season.
I'm a big proponent of saying goodbye to your baseball team, even if you're furious with your baseball team because of how much you miss it.
I spent every day with them.
Yeah, they're the soundtrack to your summer, all of that good stuff. I did that two Fridays ago. I went out to the game Friday night for the folks over at Cristo Rey. They were doing a fundraiser at Cristo Rey High School. Shout out to my homie Morgan, who's in charge of fundraising over there. So Afia and I went and hung out at the ball game for a little bit and had a good time. And I felt totally okay with being like, okay, I've been back to the ballpark one more time. I've seen my team in late September, and now I'm gonna just cry because they're terrible and hope that there's going to be some really massive changes for this team. And then there weren't. And now we have to rely, like, if you're a White Sox fan, you have to rely on the creativity of Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams. You got to rely on it. Because I don't think that they're going to get any budgetary help from the owner.
Which is a shame. Even though this was the most, what was it, the highest payroll they've ever had this season, relative to the rest of baseball, can you ask yourself, was it enough, and say yes? Confidently, I say no.
The point you brought up in transition, I think, is key, and I want to go back to it. When Rick says you can't, that they're not probably going to be in a position to throw money at this problem, isn't that what businesses do all the time?
You are a business. A solvent one.
Very solvent one.
One that you and I have given money to. I've also given money to the Cubs this season quite a bit. Not as much as in other years, but still. I just have an issue with, yes, I know for you this is a change. I know for you this is a lot of money. But for the rest of the league, which is very much changing around you, that's not enough to get the job done. And it leaves you with making tough decisions. I actually think it's a good thing we have to discuss this, because there were tough decisions that should have been made when it came to trading players, and if you really believed you were going to contend. But Jose Abreu, even though he didn't have the power numbers this year that you saw before, he still finished with a .300 average this season.
Second in hitting, right? Second in hits in the American League, I believe, this year.
And his RBI numbers were still respectable, even though guys weren't getting on base as much. If you look at the body of work, how has he done you wrong?
He hasn't. And he's one of the guys that I wanted to talk about. There's Mike, can you give me the contract language on Elvis Andrews? Because I know that he's at the end of a long-term deal, but there's a vesting option for 2023 that I want to make sure that I can get right on him. But Jose Abreu is set to be a free agent. Johnny Cueto, obviously, is set to be a free agent again. And Elvis Andrews is at the end of a long-term deal. I think those three guys played some of the smartest baseball for the White Sox throughout the season. Those three guys were, like, in Cueto's case, he was an infusion of baseball intelligence that came through when the White Sox didn't do what they needed to do in the offseason in getting another starter. Now, I give them credit for getting Cueto, and Cueto being the player that he was for a majority of the season this year. He's a three-war player for the White Sox. He's a three-war player this year for the White Sox. It's really kind of incredible. Elvis Andrews, three-war player. And most of the weight on his three-war is with the White Sox. Elvis Andrews as a White Sox, .277, .312, .475, .786 OPS, OPS Plus, which tracks with WRC Plus, .119. So 19% better than an average player.
He has 17 home runs on the season. That is tied for the most on the team.
And he had 9 of them for the White Sox in 42 games.
So, Lawrence, the contract situation for Elvis Andrews, and Layla, please correct me if I'm wrong, if you have it.
I don't know him that well, so I'm trusting you, Mike.
So Elvis was DFA'd. He was waived by the A's, and that deal was 1 year, $6.75 million. The White Sox picked up $184,000 of that. So that's what they were paying Andrews to play the rest of the season with the White Sox.
With Oakland paying the rest of that salary, so he will be a free agent.
He's unrestricted.
Okay, so you've got three guys that are free agents.
He's going to live.
You've got three guys that are valuable players, and I'm not sure that the White Sox are in a financial position to re-sign any of them.
I think it's more of a roster position.
With Abreu, it's definitely a roster position. But
Andrews said he would play second base.
But if you're him, like, let's say, like, I was having this conversation with a friend of mine who's super passionate about Jose Abreu returning, and I am right there with this person on that. I think that he has value that goes outside of what his contract is. But if Jose Abreu is making $15 million, is it insulting to ask him to take a cut, number one? And is it insulting to ask him to not play first base every day? Because if you're Jose Abreu, why should I not play first base every day? I did my job for the most part this year.
Bingo.
But because there's a positional glut, you have positional redundancy, you need Andrew Vaughn and Gavin Sheets to be given opportunities to play every day. And those guys are cheap. Those guys are making $700,000.
You know what those guys also are then, if they're cheap and potential stars?
Trade pieces. But
I don't think that's the logical answer here.
How would you feel if Andrew Vaughn ended up being traded?
It better be for something good, but we've talked about this before, and apparently so did other teams with the White Sox the last 2 years.
Yep.
And what was on the table then?
It's a great question.
If you're going to come away with this year performance from Andrew Vaughn, I'm just throwing this out there hypothetically because we're in this space. What could you have gotten for him via trade if this was what we were left with this year?
And what do you
think
of him?
Do I think this is his peak? No.
No, I think that he's still, and I think he will have more positional value at first base than he does in the outfield. He clearly can hit. Like, he clearly is a major league hitter.
Team leader in home runs.
But the problem with the White Sox is that you have a bunch of guys who can hit, and you don't have enough positions to play them in. You're committed financially. Even if he doesn't play, you're committed financially to Yasmani Grandal. So you've got to find opportunities for him to DH. You're committed to Eloy Jimenez unless you think that you're going to trade him. And okay, like, we can have that conversation too. But if you're already, if the White Sox spent the most money they've ever spent, and it seems from Rick's comments that they are not going to be able to buy their way out of this, then you've got to then try and find money. Like, if you're looking at Jose Abreu's contract and saying, if he wants what he made this past year, that's $15 million that you now have to put onto next year's payroll, which, when we add up the arbitration eligible guys and the money that's already on the books for next year, comes to about $165 million. You, in my opinion, if you're the White Sox, you're probably looking at Jose's $15 million that you would want to pay him next year as an opportunity to get two other players, at least two other players, and then you have someone who you can put at first base inexpensively that it's probably going to give you similar offensive production.
I'm trying to find the quote from Johnny Cueto where he talked about the relief he had this season where he felt like he was finally healthy and in a good place, and I cannot find it.
Well, we got a lot of show left. So.
I know, but I do want to say this. I think the problem is we're overlooking a couple of positions because we can't do anything with them and we know it. Is that, unfortunately, because of all this, the ire immediately turns to third base?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.